Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Hello, and welcome to Wednesday's show. Scott, how are you today?
I'm just fine.
Anything exciting last night in the Gator household?
Oh, just sports and sports and more sports.
That was a lot of sports.
A lot of winning last night.
Yep.
Like to see the Pistons win, Red Wings win, Michigan State with a big win over Kentucky at the Garden. That was good times. Good times.
Yep. The morning show's contend and pretender topic was pretty good. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But, yeah, same thing with me. Lots of game watching. Spent a much of the night at Schembechler Hall getting ready for Michigan's game with Maryland. And the Wolverines are, oh, so close to getting to what was a real realistic goal coming into this season, which is get to the Ohio State game with a chance to go to the playoff. And, you know, there's... certainly cross that bridge when you get to it. It was funny earlier this week, and I see the press conference. I go to some of them and I see all the feeds of all of them and, you know, getting ready for games. Scott, for 2 weeks, the players have been asked Ohio State questions. And finally this week, Trey Williams, Trey Groovy, his nickname, defensive tackle, was asked in Ohio State. He says, hey, you know, Maryland's lost six in a row, and, you know, do you peek ahead to Ohio State a little bit? And Trey looked at him and said, do you want us to lose this Saturday? And I'm like, they're cracking up. I'm thinking, you know, they're doing their best to stay focused.
How old was the person that asked him the question?
I don't know. I just saw the feed. I only see the podium and I can hear the questions because many of their press conferences when we're on the air. But I don't know. Why do you ask?
Because I imagine that some grizzled veterans know better than at this point to go ahead and do that. It might be, you know, some younger people out there that just, hey, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was curious.
Was it a Michigan Daily reporter? Is that what you're asking?
I didn't ask them.
No, okay.
I was just asking if it was somebody younger. I mean, it could be a podcaster. It could be somebody, whoever. I don't know if they have podcasters in the building, but it could be something like that.
Yeah.
Also, I was curious because he's got a big defensive lineman there, and he throws a question back at a reporter, and then they're like, were they scared? Was there a puddle underneath them?
Do you want us? Oh, he had a smile on his face. Trey's funny, okay. Funny kid, but do you want us to lose this game? So we're on to open a little Michigan State talk because we haven't had a chance to talk about the weekend. A game at Wrigley was something. They checked the big box at the top of the page, the to-do list.
Did you win?
Win the game.
Yes.
Yep.
That's every other checklist is not good.
Well, but they had a ton of total yards, and they held Northwestern's offense pretty much in check. They had 60 yards rushing when they averaged 180 yards rushing, but they got some important three and outs defensively, but the special teams problems continue. The turnovers have reared their ugly head the last couple of weeks.
Well, five's a lot.
Yeah. Did you see that stat that was circulating? And I apologize because I want to give credit where it's due, but that no team in the history of college football had won a football game when they lost a turnover battle 5-0 until Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect it to be a high winning percentage, but no. First time ever, okay.
Catastrophic mistakes. And there's a lot of what did you like, what didn't you like? They obviously got the passing game going. They're getting more out of that in terms of yardage.
They at least have one connection that works really well.
So that kid is, I always remember the Ricky White game for Michigan State. Is it a one-off or is it the beginning of something special? You know, he's a highly regarded recruit. Talking about Andrew Marsh, 12 catches, 189 yards. It's a big game. And, developing a chemistry. Donovan McCulley, the other wide receiver, was speaking this week, and they asked, hey, it's cool that you guys got it going, but you on one side and Andrew Marsh on the other when he has 12 catches for 189 yards. And McCulley said, well, I was a quarterback before I was a wide receiver at Indiana, and I knew if I had a hot receiver, I'd keep going to him. So I'm not mad. I'd like to be the hot receiver someday, and I'll get my time, but Andrew Marsh was hot. Keep going to him. And, it was 12 catches on 15 targets, which is a high rate, and many of them were downfield. They got the downfield passing attack going. Now, what happened on the interceptions? I think the RPO, I think Bryce guessed a little bit on the second one, and the first one, he didn't look off the defender long enough, came back to his second option, and he hadn't looked off that defender long enough.
Well, so. He's a freshman. He's 9 games into his first season, and you're going to see some taking chances, and there's risk and reward with that. And sometimes it pays off, and sometimes it doesn't. They're fortunate they won the game. Northwestern, Michigan's defense did the job on Northwestern's last drive. When Northwestern has the ball with a chance to ice it, and they didn't. And they couldn't do it. So credit to the defense for showing up and getting the job done and battling back when you're constantly digging yourself out of a hole because of all the turnovers. But Bryce Underwood's going to be fine. He's having this erratic season. Not everybody is going to have the Trevor Lawrence freshman year. But he shows flashes where he is. You see all the talent in the world, and he can be really good. And the fact that he's developing with young receivers, that's going to help. Also, Andrew Marsh is really good. Unfortunately for Michigan, their running backs are so banged up. We'll see how that plays a role the last couple games here, but more importantly for the Ohio State game.
Right.
Maryland is what it is. But it was you're right. The number one thing they had to do was check the box of winning the game. I hate the idea of playing at a baseball stadium where the dimensions are screwed up like that. If you've got the space to do it, like, when the Chargers used to play at Jack Murphy Stadium, which is a baseball stadium, right? And other teams have played in baseball stadiums when it makes sense. The Rams used to play in Anaheim. When you have the dimensions to hold an actual field, that makes sense. When you have like 8 inches of space in the corner of the end zone before you hit a wall, that's not very good. So I get the historic site and all that. And this is not me hating on Wrigley Field. I don't mean it for it to come because this would be any stadium. I feel the same way when they did the baseball game at Yankee Stadium, the bowl game, the Pinstripe Bowl or whatever. And it's like, what happens over going in this direction? Well, we don't go in that direction, but it's football.
to be fair, there was nowhere where there was only 8 inches. There was a couple of tight corners
really tight.
Of two of the end zones that, let me put it to you like this. I thought it was kind of cool to be playing in Wrigley. And after going there and experiencing, I came away, I was like, that was way cooler than I expected it to be. And for fans who were there, it's not the ideal like football sight lines for many of the seats. No. I would imagine. I think there were probably some great seats down the first base line and higher up.
Well, it was a nice home game for Michigan.
It kind of was.
Totally was.
Yeah.
I mean, as you would expect. Nobody cares about Northwestern there right now. And when you get, I mean, Michigan and Michigan State have such a huge fan base in the Chicago area. They have a huge alumni base and they have a huge fan base. So when either team comes in, it's usually a takeover. You get a game that's going to be played at Wrigley Field featuring Michigan or Michigan State. In this case, it was Michigan. Yeah, you're going to see a ton of Michigan fans, and they showed up, and I'm sure they had a great time. Chicago's a great city to go visit. I just don't like the idea of playing in a baseball stadium that isn't, you know.
Well, really I can tell it. You there weren't, not everybody loved it, but you know, there were some interesting quirks to it. Like they added 3 minutes to halftime because Michigan had to file through the dugout to get to the clubhouse, which was down a hallway and up some stairs and way back over there. And it took so long to even get them off the field going single file that they didn't start the halftime clock until every player had left the field, and they added 3 minutes to it. So well, then, those are little quirks.
Didn't you tell me that they had to like add a platform over the dugout to extend as much of the field as they could to give a little bit of space?
They did behind what was the Cubs dugout on the third base side. The interesting thing for Michigan moving forward, well, we'll get to it coming up, but I also want to talk about Michigan State and the weird, I don't know if these are rumors, Gator, you can kind of get into what's going on with the coaching situation. Want to start with some college football. We have the Blitz thing at 10:30, got a Piston team to talk about, Lions and Red Wings all coming up here on Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797, 97.1, The Ticket. Okay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So the one other thing about Michigan as they get set for this game against Maryland and get set for what follows Maryland is with Justice Haynes' injury and now Jordan Marshall landing on his shoulder, while all the weight of Mac Uihlein, the leading tackler for Northwestern, you get a situation where RB1 Saturday might be a former walk-on, Bryson Cuzdahl. And the weird thing about Cuzdahl is I looked it up. He has been behind in his time since he came to Michigan. 12 running backs. 12.
That's a few.
Yeah, and he could be the guy they're relying on. Now, Michigan fans who watch him, he looks like he has great speed and he really hits the hole hard. And probably the most important thing he did, he got good yardage. He took some tough hits where they were punching at the football and maintain possession. Now, he was part of the fumble on the 4th-and-1 snap. And that is a timing play. That is a quarterback and a running back on that decide give play that I'm going to guess that Bryson Cuzdahl has a fraction of the reps with Bryce Underwood as Jordan Marshall and Justice Haynes did. And it led to a turnover and it almost cost them. But Bryson Cuzdahl, the guy who out of Forest Hills Eastern had offers from Saginaw Valley and Ferris State, could be the guy. He might not. At Saturday, Jordan Marshall might be able to go. They haven't ruled him out. But if Jordan Marshall is slowed or re-aggravates or just can't go, Cuzdahl could be the guy in this game and maybe the one that follows, which would be pretty crazy considering how the running back room and the top two looked. But we'll see if the kid can come through.
Yeah, well, they pride themselves in Michigan being able to have the next running back ready to go, and I suspect that they've got a whole stable of guys dying to carry the rock there, and this week will be a little tune-up for them and take advantage of it.
And Jasper Parker, the true freshman, 6'4", big kid, would be another one that might get some run this weekend. With that said, Michigan State. Gator, I guess Rico said on the podcast, I was told this, and I've seen some internet scuttlebutt that there seems to be some insiders implying that Jonathan Smith might not be done. Are you buying that, or have you seen any of it?
I don't know. I've seen reports here and there, but I would say that everything depends on what happens in the next couple of weeks. I imagine it's trending downward for him. The thing that works to his advantage is there are so many openings in college football right now that you're putting yourself in that group, and I don't know if you want to be in that group right now to compete with everybody else to try to find your next coach and compete with everybody else to try to maintain your recruits and your roster. But the biggest thing is there's what $30 million you have to pay out or you have to buy out. And I mean, even with James Franklin going to Virginia Tech, they negotiated that down to $9 million. It was like 50. Now it's down to 9. Would they be able to do the same thing with Jonathan Smith? Only if Jonathan Smith's going to get another job as a head coach somewhere, and I don't think there's any guarantee of that. I mean, there are other candidates. Everybody's talking about UCLA or maybe going back to Oregon State or something, and I just I don't know if I see that. I mean, if you're one of those other schools, are you jazzed to hire Jonathan Smith from Michigan State coming off, you know, two very poor seasons and one season where he may not even win a game in the Big Ten? So I think it comes down to will they have somebody step up? And let's say they lose the last two games and step up as a donor and buy him out. I think they're going to save money because it's pretty clear that Mel Tucker's not going to see much money from Michigan State. I think they ensured that with all the mess that happened last week that came out with the NCAA investigation. So that sounds like the Mel's done and they don't have to worry about that awful buyout. But this is something different. And I could see it going either way, quite honestly. And I think when all is said and done, if they don't look good the last couple games, and the game against Penn State last week, and there was nothing there. They had the first play of the game, went 57 yards for a touchdown, and then nothing. And it was really disappointing, and this whole season's been disappointing. And and I don't think it's to me, it's not necessary. It's just a bad fit here. Michigan State doesn't have the players. These guys are trying hard. They're playing really hard, but they're just not good enough. And the problem I see with Jonathan Smith is the coach of this team. It's the wrong fit because he doesn't strike me. And again, I'm not at practice, but Jonathan Smith doesn't strike me as the kind of coach that gets the most out of his players to overachieve. You know, he doesn't have that Dan Campbell spirit in him that really like, wow, I'm going to go through a brick wall for this guy. I mean, he may motivate you to play hard, but not to that level. And that's why I think it's a little disconnect here. And it's probably 2 years is enough to say it's not going to work. It's not going to fit. And it's an expensive lesson to learn because you need to know that a couple years ago. And that wasn't the case. But I have not heard anything specifically from anybody that's told me about that. But I can see that it's a daunting number to pay. And also when you've got a program that just got hit with sanctions from the NCAA, that doesn't exactly seem terribly appealing to other coaches coming into the situation. But we'll see.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Matt in St. Clair Shores here on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey boys. I just think what's happened to Bryce is borderline criminal. The fact that Sherrone Moore just can't develop this kid, you know, he came in with all the promise, and I feel that you stick him with like Biff Poggi and Sherrone Moore as his handlers. I don't know why we didn't like hire somebody that's like quarterback focused that can actually develop this kid. You got a guy like Samaj Morgan who couldn't catch a cold out there, who's just dropping passes left and right. I just feel like Bryce Young has just been criminally mismanaged his entire.
So you do know who works with him, right? It's Chip Lindsey, who spent last year working with Drake May, last few years working with Drake May, who's very quarterback focused.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Okay, and I picked the wrong coordinator. But it's been, I don't know, 7 weeks since he played Central, and it doesn't even look like he's graduated from that point. It just feels like Bryce is just chronically being mismanaged. And unless we bring in somebody who's going to really dial in with him, he's just not going to develop. And he was wrong to pick Michigan just because all he's doing is handing off the ball, he's not growing in the
well,
system.
He set a career high in pass attempts in the last game. I think it's been a slow rollout.
He also had 5 turnovers in the last quarter. So, I mean,
he didn't.
Like, the team did around Bryce.
Okay, I mean, he was part of the fumble, and certainly the 2 interceptions are on him. But that's sort of the point. That's why, you know, in talking with Coach Lindsey about it a little bit, the slow rollout is giving him more each week, and as they've gotten late into this season, turnovers have been more of a problem. He's got more of an offense to deal with. But I would say this about, you know, how he is being handled. I get to talk to Chip Lindsey every week, and he has a ton of faith in Bryce. And he's just said, look, we're bringing him along sort of the same timeline that he was part of with Drake May. And so whether or not he's being mishandled or, you know, maybe he won't ever develop, I think is yet to be told. I think it's still pretty early in his career, and the learning curve's pretty steep. But Matt, you got your opinion. I kind of, you know, I talk to Lindsey every week, and he's excited about what this kid can handle for a freshman. And the other thing is, they've really just started to develop a plus receiver. Like this Andrew Marsh, I had a chance to talk to him yesterday preparing for this weekend. And I mentioned, okay, what's the difference between Andrew Marsh early in the year and later in the year? And how much of that is pre-snap? And he said, that's pretty much everything, is recognizing coverages, recognizing what that means for the routes that I run, and getting in a comfort zone with that. And it's funny, they really like Jamar Browder too, but it's how much can you pick up? And this young kid has picked up a lot, and I think it's given Bryce a target now that maybe can be a guy he can rely on moving forward.
I think it's interesting how fans have reacted to this season. I think going into the year, I can't imagine Michigan fans were being too optimistic this was going to be a team that was going to compete for a shot at the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. And yet here they are, at this point in the season, they're 7-2, and the losses are not awful losses. You know? Mm-hmm. They're two pretty good teams. And as the season goes on, I guess expectations change because you start to see, wait a minute, there is talent. Their running backs are really talented until they got hurt. They got one receiver you really like, actually two receivers I think that people start to like, which beginning of the year I don't think there was anybody to like. And the quarterback has shown the flashes, and now the expectations start to come up bigger than ever. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair in the first year here. And this is
get into next year, and if there's like this.
Next year's a different story because they've shown that they.
I'd be more on board with
that. Yeah, I mean, if this year ends up being 9-3, let's say it ends up being 9-3 for the season, nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. So, I think people are being a little bit unfair in moving the goalposts this year, and now they're throwing the quarterback out, which is ridiculous because he just turned 18.
I think he was more coming down on the coaches.
Well, I mean, it's probably because he can't develop him, he's saying. I don't know if he can't develop. I think there's a different. I think we see a different Bryce Underwood today than we saw at the beginning of the season.
It's really weird because Saturday felt like his best and worst game in many ways. Like, got the ball downfield. The 3rd-and-10 throw to Marsh was incredible. And, they looked like a potent passing attack, but the turnovers were an issue. So. Thank you for the call. We'll get to the college football blitz thingy straight ahead. You're on 97.1. Third car, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Got some Piston stuff coming up. The way I watch Piston basketball has gotten very odd. We'll get to that today at 11:02. First, it's time for the college football blitz thingy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site. Site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Gentlemen, this is Heads, that is Tails. Scott Anderson called in the air. Heads or Tails?
Heads.
He calls Heads. It is a tail. I will defer.
All right, Gator, you're up first. Here we go. Question number one. What do you think of Virginia Tech hiring James Franklin?
All joking aside, because I don't really like James Franklin, I think it's a great hire for Virginia Tech. James Franklin had a problem with, it was just a mental block or roadblock there at Penn State and winning the big game, the game that mattered in the Big Ten. And there were too many of those games that would come up for him. It's an easier path in the ACC with Virginia Tech. I just think it works better there. There's only a couple teams there that people and anybody really pays attention to. And Virginia Tech's a team that used to be really good. I think his rah-rah speech and whatever, it wore out at Penn State, and maybe now it's a good time for him to jump ship after 12 years. Go ahead and try to get it started somewhere else. I think it's good for both parties.
You know, the knock on James Franklin's always record against top 10 teams is terrible.
Yeah.
The ACC currently has... zero teams in the top 10. And I thought, all right, well, yeah, just because they don't this year doesn't mean Franklin won't face them in the future. But then I look back at the final standings in 24, 23, 22, 21. And I'm going to list them now. These are the ACC teams that finished in the top 10 in the last 5 years. That's the list. Not one. And so.
It's been a minute since Clemson was really good.
Yes. Clemson finished number 2 in 2020. I think this is a perfect hire. On top of that, he can recruit. Access to Washington, D.C. and the state of Virginia talent is a very talented area. I think he's going to kill it at Vatech.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think he jumped ship, Gator. I think he was made to walk the plank.
Oh, sorry, yes. Thank you. Good. Well stated, yeah.
But I do think this is good for both parties. I think this is the perfect fit, like you said, Doug. It's a smaller football school with less expectations, which I think is very good for both parties. It's a good resume builder for Franklin because, let's be honest, he's going to want to go to a bigger school at some point. He can do something that he couldn't do at Penn State, get some, you know, some wins that mean something, some big game wins. And I think in the end, perfect fit. I like it. All right, speaking of James Franklin, he did agree to take over Virginia Tech, like I said. But who is the next coach to accept an offer and where?
Okay, so I'm looking for coaches that won't be bailing out a playoff team like Lane Kiffin, and that we'll get to that coming up. But I'm looking for somebody who, once their team is out of the playoff and not going to have a – and is coveted by a big school and won't worry about, like, hey, I don't want to miss out the Weed Eater Bowl with my team, yeah. I think it's going to be John Summerall, the Tulane coach, once they don't make the playoff, takes the Auburn job.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Really interesting. I think I'm just going to go with the odds on favor right now. I think Alex Golish, everybody's talking to Alex Golish from South Florida, is ready to take over Oklahoma State. And I'll just go with that. I mean, Oklahoma State had their run for years with Gundy. It was really interesting, really a lot kind of fun. And now they're going to have to shift gears. And Alex Golish is a really hot name out there in college football circles, coaching circles. Some say he's the best coach available. Or I don't know if he's available or not. He's coaching a team right now. But the best coach that is being mentioned out here, even better than James Franklin. So I think they're going to get it right and get it done.
All right, I'm just going to throw a dart here. Billy Napier, Colorado State. He's only 46 years old, Mountain West.
You see Kang's eyes? He's like, I'm just going to throw a dart. And he's like mentally throwing a dart. Like, I don't know. How about this one? Yep.
Hey, he's coached at Florida. Didn't work out, obviously. But I think he's only 46 years old. The story is not written on him. I think he somehow finds a way back into this. And I think maybe Colorado State.
It's so obvious.
It is obvious. Nice.
All right. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin. LSU and Florida are coming for him, right? Yahoo's reporting that Ole Miss told Kiffin, hey, you got until Black Friday to let everyone else know what your intentions are or you're done here. But yesterday, Kiffin told the Pat McAfee show that, hey, there's no ultimatum. Who do you believe here, guys?
Well, I think it's all semantics, really. I don't think the word ultimatum has probably never come up from Ole Miss when it relates to this job. However, I do think it may have been strongly suggested, hey, do us a solid, let us know by this date. Can you do that for us? So I don't think it was an ultimatum necessarily, but I do think if you're Ole Miss, you need to know, all right? Because you've got this coach has done wonders at Ole Miss. Turned a program around, made them a consistent winner. There's excitement about it. He's a fun guy to cover, I imagine, for the local media. I don't think you want to let this guy go, and yet you know that he's been a vagabond coach. He's been everywhere for just a minute and then leaves. He's actually put down some roots at Ole Miss. I'd love to see him stay, but I don't think the word ultimatum has ever been thrown around there. I also don't necessarily think he's going to stay there because someone's going to throw him some sick money at him.
I believe Kiffin. If Ole Miss said that or gave him any kind of ultimatum, they will absolutely come out and say Kiffin is lying. And I don't think he would go on a national show to lie. In fact, I think that's why he went on the national show yesterday, is to clear the air. And, you know, being that, you know, he is who he is, I think he wanted to get it out there. And that's why he made the appearance on the McAfee show to begin with. So I believe him. I think that was that report from Yahoo was probably some either bad information or not exactly given to them very clearly as to what Ole Miss is thinking.
First of all, guys, I don't believe anyone from the SEC would lie. I just don't. It just means too much to lie down there.
You're right.
All right.
Good point.
With that being said, I do believe more of Kiffin, although I do want to believe that there is an ultimatum because that'd just be more fun for me. Like the school taking the power back, being like, no, enough is enough. You're a coach or you're not. But like I said, I think Kiffin did go on the air yesterday on purpose, Doug. You're right. To set the record straight that, hey, there's no ultimatum. Everything's fine here. But I do think he does move on when this is all said and done. All right, there's a private equity company that wants to buy a share of the Big Ten, but the deal is being paused right now because if the deal doesn't come with Michigan and USC, they're not going to take this deal. They're not going to buy it. How do you think this thing resolves itself?
So I think the deal's going to fall apart, and I think that the schools are taking a further look at this. A source at Michigan told me yesterday that one of the biggest problems Michigan has with this is it's not clear what the private equity firm is getting rights to. Like, for instance, advertising patches on jerseys, stadium naming rights. Does it become the 7-Eleven Big Ten. Like, all of the stuff that they can sell hasn't been made clear. And I think when people get into the fine print of this, they're going to go, now, wait a second, and not want all of that. So I think it's going to fall apart.
I think it gets negotiated, and they're ultimately going to move forward with it, perhaps enriching the pockets of those schools a bit more than others to get it done. I think there's reason for people to pause it. But when two schools are the ones that are vocal about not doing it, I think it just kind of maybe those schools think they're above the other teams and they want more out of it. And I think ultimately it gets negotiated.
Oh, I am going to say this does not happen. Even though money does talk, Gator, I believe that's true. I don't know if they'll get to that number where they will, eventually Michigan and USC will fold. I think at some point, money doesn't matter to certain schools. Maybe Michigan's one of those schools. Maybe USC is one of those schools where they want the power, and that's more important than the money. So in the end, I don't think it ends up happening. All right, Maryland's AD has joined Wisconsin's AD and said, hey, our guy is coming back, all right? They're going to get another, Lasky's going to get another shot at Maryland in spite of his 34-47 record overall. Maryland, they've lost six straight. Is this the right decision?
I think it's the right decision if they can't afford the buyout. I think it's the right decision if you think that there is some development that's going on with those two teams. I think it's the right decision if you don't like the pool of coaches that are out there that would be replacing the guys that you're, you know, ready to push the button and say fire. And I also think it's the right thing to do to give them the vote of confidence right now so that it puts the kibosh on people starting to poach through the portal or start to spread rumors or whatever. Let everybody know, no, these guys are coming back. Luke Fickell's coming back. Mike Loxley's coming back. And they can move forward with their recruiting and continue to do that. In fact, they can take advantage of school, the other schools that are going through the coaching changes.
Yeah, I think it's actually a smart play, specifically with Maryland. Maryland and Wisconsin are not Penn State and LSU. So when Penn State and LSU zig, I like these schools zagging and keeping their guy. It's great. This is a great year to have stability, to go poach rosters of the 17 programs that have fired their coaches already, to go poach their recruits. And, you know, that stuff can start pretty early when those guys, those coaches get fired earlier in the year. And in the case of Maryland, they have a true freshman quarterback who's from the DC area that's created some excitement, who can bring DC area talent to College Park. So I think it's a good move by Maryland. Wisconsin, we'll see. I mean, Fickell was a really, really good coach. I don't think he forgot how to coach. He just might need to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for Maryland just because I think they know they can't get who they really want to get. And so it's what's another year with the freshman quarterback coming, Doug. Why not? I don't think that's urgent for Maryland to, you know, go out there and get that coach, especially if you don't know or if you're not going to get the guy that you really want to, that you're sure about, that's going to turn around the program. So sticking with what you have for this upcoming season, the next year, I have no problem with. All right, last one, guys. All right, should we see a runner-up game prior to the conference championship game to ensure that all the teams have the best resumes to finally pick who belongs in the college football playoff?
No. What I want to have happen is let the 12-team thing breathe for a little bit. It feels like we're reacting to the scenarios as they play out in real time and put together formats that would fit the year that just ended, rather than just, let's see what happens over the course of time. Let the 12-team thing breathe. Let the conference champions be determined the way they've been determined. And after 6-7 years, if we decide this is ridiculous, then change it. But it feels like we're not letting scenarios play themselves out to see if the ideas that we've come up with are good, because we react after 1-2 years. And every year is different. So I don't want to see any change, quite frankly.
I like the idea of conferences adding a consolation game. I think you can get some really interesting matchups when you match up 3 and 4 in the conference. Because, I mean, these conferences have gotten so big that not everybody is playing everybody within the conference. So when you actually match up for the conference championship, there's one school that's going to be like, wait a minute, I didn't have a chance to play either one of these guys. How come I'm not? So I like the idea of having those 3 and 4 teams. Now, it's interesting because the teams that are fifth in like the big two conferences, SEC and Big Ten, are Michigan and Texas. And right now, Texas is not most likely not going to have any shot to get into the college football playoff. And Michigan's got a really tough road. The only way they can get there is if they beat Ohio State. How about my idea of having this consolation game with the 3-4, and then you take the fifth team from the SEC and have them play the fifth team from the Big Ten in sort of a pre bowl season game. You like that, Doug?
No.
Like that wrinkle?
No, I don't.
What, Michigan and Texas?
No, I think it's ridiculous.
You would love that. Why would you not love that?
Because you want to put together a permanent format based on what I would love this year.
I'm just saying.
You can't argue that, Doug.
He's just saying.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not messing with the 12-team format. It's still 12 teams. Figure out how you want to add those teams. I'm just saying make it more competitive to get in there. Give these other teams another chance to see what they can do.
Gator, Doug and I are not buying what you're trying to sell us, man. I think that the 3-4 seed, I get it. Sometimes these conferences are getting too big. They don't play each other, but that's so what? That's just the way the cookie crumbles. The regular season determines the 1-2. That's all we need. And I don't want the NCAA pimping us another game. I'm already sick of it.
There you go. That concludes the college football blitz thingy. All right, it is the Karsh and Anderson program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. I just found something that I think is amazing. And I wish we had this for the football questions, but we don't. We didn't. I just saw this story that was posted online. Tonight, Buffalo plays host to Miami of Ohio. During the game, they are having a Maction meat raffle.
A meat raffle?
Maction meat raffle. Meat raffle tickets are $10 cash or $12 by credit card and can be purchased from roaming sellers throughout the stadium. There are only 600 tickets available for the Maction meat raffle. There are 12 rounds. During each TV timeout, there will be a card pulled, a raffle for different packages of meat. Like, for instance, the first TV timeout, there will be a 3-pound package of homemade chicken and feta sausage. There'll be 5 winners.
You're only 15 pounds, huh?
The second round, there'll be 2 16-ounce bone-in ribeye steaks. The third round, a 5-pound bag of fresh chicken wings. Fourth round, a 3-pound bag of Salhan's hot dogs. Each of these drawings, there will be 5 winners. Let me see. I would want round 7, a 5-pound bag of boneless chicken breasts. At halftime, there'll be 12 to 14-pound frozen turkeys raffled off. This is the Maction meat raffle. Gator?
I think it's hysterical.
Yep.
Somebody went to Meijer, got a bunch of meat,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to just raffle it off.
Yep.
Does it say what if is it going to, do you have to buy the raffle tickets, I assume?
What $10 kind of, each.
What cause is this going to?
Let me see.
It's a great idea. If it's like all charitable, which I assume it is.
Best, every dollar goes directly to the UB Blue Table, university's on-campus food pantry supporting students in need.
That's great. But this can go the wrong way, too. If the game starts to go south,
yep.
and you're raffling off meat and they actually have the meat there on site, if that's what they're going to do, like, hey, here's your 3 pounds of hot dogs or your 3 pounds of chicken breasts or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and the team is just getting housed out there on the field, you're going to see poultry flying in the air.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they just get a certificate and they have to claim it at the store or something like that.
Well, here's the thing. The meat raffle's done at the end of the third quarter, so there's that. The last meat raffle will be a whole boneless pork loin. So there you go. Meat raffle.
You like pork loin?
No.
Oh.
No.
Can you like pork loin?
It's the other white meat. I love pork loin. I love all the meats he just suggested. Even the turkey, even though that's probably the bottom for me. But this is no one's throwing back meat, Gator. It's too damn expensive right now. That'd be foolish.
Yep.
But I want it all. This is a great idea.
Talking about college students.
I don't even, I think even they know at this point.
You didn't like meat in college?
Yeah, right.
I like meat in college, but I like having fun and doing stupid things in college too. So I could see, yeah.
So feedback coming in here regarding Michigan and Michigan State and the college football questions. Do Michigan fans realize Bryce turned 18 in August? What do they expect? Well, I mean, some guys hit the ground running faster than others. I don't think it's wrong to have high expectations.
Has he been bad? Did I miss the memo where I watched the games this year and he just looks bad?
I mean, at times, there's been more, as the season has gone on, there have been more wow throws and also more turnovers. But yeah, I mean, you're fine. It's fair to have your expectations. I don't agree with the caller that said they haven't developed them at all and he made the wrong choice, but whatever. Bryce is the one who said they haven't seen a freshman like me. He's his own worst enemy when it comes to hype. A more humble attitude would help. You know what's funny? Certainly, if I would advise my kid not to have said, hey, don't say that. but he was, when he said it, he was 17 years old, you know, and in the building, they say he's the most humble kid on the team and everybody loves him. But is Smith back at MSU? If Smith is back at MSU, is Childs still the quarterback? If no, is there a quarterback there or does Smith go to the portal with NIL money?
Well, I would imagine the chances are pretty well. I would imagine the chances are still pretty good that Childs would be there if Smith is there.
Mm-hmm.
But is there competition because of Alessio Milivojevic? There's competition. And then they've got a top recruit quarterback right now. If they can hang on to him, and Cade Kaufman is from, I believe, the west side of the state. If they can hang on to him, then that's going to be interesting too. So, quarterback is an interesting position at Michigan State because it seems like they've got talent. Some may be better than others. I don't like how Aiden Childs has developed. I'll say that. But there's no question he has talent.
What else do we have here? Bryce was the number one quarterback in the country coming out of high school. If the conservative Wolverine offense hasn't learned to trust him yet, I'm not sure they ever will. They didn't develop or trust JJ either. By develop, I mean let him throw the ball to win games or move the offense. You know, it's a funny thing. People don't think JJ threw the ball that much. On Michigan's top 10 career pass attempt list, JJ is sixth. All the guys in front of him played four seasons. JJ played three. If he played a fourth season, he would have been at worst number three on the all-time pass attempt list. They pass the ball plenty. They were a run-first offense, but they passed the ball plenty with JJ. Bryce's game against Northwestern felt like the most freshman quarterback game ever. He played great until he turned the ball over and then seemed to lose some composure. To me, that screams freshman. I think he's developing fine. I'm excited for his future. That's from Jamie. 248-539-9797. Brian's in Detroit. Hi, Brian.
Hey, fellas. I got a couple questions. Hey, Gator, is the school backing John Smith? Are they giving him all the support he needs to be successful?
Are they what? What are you asking?
Are they giving him all the support he needs to be successful? Does he have the backing? Can he go out and get players? Do they have the money to spend?
That's a great question. I mean, I think Michigan State is kind of behind the times when it comes to the NIL. I don't think they're doing it as well as they could. And I would say that they're not giving them all the resources that other schools give their coaches and their staff. I would agree with that. They're not.
Well, I was asking to find out. So
yeah, no, I don't think
really
they are.
All his fault then.
No, it's not. So I don't blame. Like if you heard what I said earlier about Smith, I don't think he's a bad coach. I think he's a bad fit. I think if he were a coach of a team that had a lot of talent, I think he could do really well with that team. This is not a team that has a lot of talent. And then if you don't have a lot of talent, then you got to get these guys to overachieve. And I don't think he's the coach that can inspire people to overachieve necessarily. So I just think it's a bad fit.
And I got a question, fellas. You know what's amazing to me? Y'all was talking about Lane Kiffin, right? The media don't have no problem with rumors being out like that. How can Lane Kiffin walk back in that locker room and tell his guys to be 100% in when he's not 100% in? That's why when I hear people complain about the power that players have, I tell them to take a hike. Because when a rumor could be out there like that on Lane Kiffin, no, the media don't have a problem with it at all. If it was a player that had a rumor like that, they'll be talking about he need to make better decisions. You need to make them do a decision.
Because players have to, I guess, declare for the portal before they can have these rumors about them. Although Sam Levitt, the situation with him at Arizona State is
his
really
camp says it's not true. But
well, we'll see about that.
You know, Brian, that's funny, and you're more right than wrong. This is a rapidly changing sport, but Lane Kiffin, in spite of that E60 he did with Ryan McGee earlier this year about how much he's changed, and I looked at it and I'm like, God, this is, I kind of like Lane Kiffin after I watch it, and now it feels like Lane Kiffin is doing everything he can to just be back in front and center in the news cycle and anything he can for attention. I don't know. It feels weird to me, but nonetheless, let's talk some Pistons. And an example of how I don't watch them the same anymore took place last night. We'll get to that at 11:05 here on 97.1.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.